Hello, and welcome to the Web Search and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Diana Damakis, and here are today's top stories. Bing begins its integration of Google's AMP project. Google has launched new services in India, and Japan has begun working with the US and Germany on the Internet of Things. Bing has announced that its popular mobile app will now support Google's AMP initiative. The link app with Google's new project is designed to further improve the user experience on Bing's iOS and Android app. When the technology is implemented on the app, it will give preference to downloading the available AMP page when finding search results, whilst users will be able to identify the AMP articles by a small icon. Marcelo De Barros, who is in charge of the AMP integration at Bing, said that the implementation will make the pages approximately 80% faster than non-AMP pages. Bing also added that it is already collaborating with several news publishers. Google has launched a new service across India that it says aims to deepen its reach across the country. With India being one of the fastest growing online communities on Earth, Google is looking to reach more people across the country using the service called Google Station. Under the new plans, the company will roll out new Wi-Fi hotspots in highly populated public areas. Cesar Sengupta from Google said that it hoped to give people many hotspots within a few minutes' walk from their home. Meanwhile, the search engine is looking to further engage India's population by making Hindi the first non-English language introduced to its new Google Assistant AI tool. Sengupta said that the country was suited to Google Assistant due to its high implementation of 3G, whilst video app Google Duo had seen amazing uptake in the country. The Japanese Internet of Things Acceleration Consortium will begin working with the US and Germany in order to create infrastructure for the technology. The organization will work together with US companies and the German government in order to exchange relevant technological knowledge and information. The exchange in documents such as blueprints and production schedules will take place whilst performing new experiments in order to push the Internet of Things into the mainstream. Through these relationships, the three groups hope to create future industry standards, whilst being able to profit from an early investment in what many people see as the next big step forward in mainstream technology. Nigeria's broadband penetration has surpassed the 20% mark for the first time. According to the vice chairman of the country's Communications Commission, Umar Dambata, the country has reached a penetration of 20.95%. He also added that the country has reached a milestone of 47.44% when it came to full internet penetration, second only to South Africa on the continent. The announcement came as part of the first progress report into Nigeria's new 8-point agenda, which aims to improve the country's connectivity. Dambata added that success had been achieved after the Commission had been able to identify and prepare various broadband initiatives, and that the target was to hit a penetration rate of 30% before 2018. And finally, Twitter is finding success among teens in Japan despite the domination offline. A new survey from Kolopulu reveals that whilst user penetration of the app was below 50% for most older demographics, Twitter was used by 80% of girls and 73% of boys aged between 10 and 19. Japan's younger Twitter users were also found to be the most likely age group to have multiple accounts on the social network. In fact, a very high 70% of female users in the same age group said they had two accounts, whilst over half had three or more. As with most measured data points in the survey, female respondents were found to use Twitter more than males of the same age, with almost 10% less boys between 10 and 19 using the app. That's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.